Well, while we're talking about that, in many workplaces today, sadly, it's becoming common for some employees to engage in what is known as employee activism, demanding not greater rights for workers, but demanding that employers act on things like climate change, LGBTQI rights, positions on Ukraine, etc., things that have nothing to do with the business or their workplace. Now, you might say that's strange for me to say that, but I'm employed in a business where it's my job to actually express opinions on things. But that has no bearing on my employees or the other people that work here. But apparently, it's a thing now. But at the same time, there's an assumption that all employees agree with this activism, or indeed are content for the activism to take place in their workplace. Elise Magro is a negotiation expert and mediator and joins us on the line now here. Elise, I guess this is a minefield, but should businesses have to put up with this?
Well, good morning, Stephen. Good to be on your show. It depends on what exactly is going on in the workplace and what the activism is and whether it's done in a way that will benefit the workplace and is done in a considered manner, right? But you have to work out what is the line between someone saying, look, you know, I have some concerns about what's going on in the world and I can express this in a manner that explains to everybody what my feeling is, but I'm not going to make other people uncomfortable in the workplace. So it's really that fine line, especially when we're dealing with the new generation of employees who say, well, you know, I want to be able to express what I feel. I want to be able to say something about climate. It's something that's happening all around us. Why should I go to work and not mention it at all? So we really are playing fine lines here.
But are we playing fine lines? Because if you believe in any of these causes, good luck to you. And by all means, express them. But what does that have to do with your workplace, particularly if you're in a, you know, say, for instance, you're working on a shop floor making shoelaces? What difference does it make if any of those people in that workplace believe in climate change or support Ukraine or do any of these things?
Well, it doesn't make any difference at all as far as your job is concerned, and we have to be careful that we don't make other people uncomfortable in the workplace as well. So it really depends on what your role is, where you are at in the workplace, whether you are saying something, you know, in a tea break, in a respectful manner. Those are all the things we need to talk of. And remember as well, Stephen, at this point in time, we also have a problem of losing a lot of employees. So there are some employers who are trying to hold on to some very high-performing employees who also have very strong views. So you are navigating that as well. It's not as simple as, well, you know, I come to work and this is how it's going to be if you're trying to hold on to an employee who's doing really good stuff for your business.
So we're talking about a cultural shift here that has moved in the wrong direction, and somehow now employees have got to deal with it. Employers have got to deal with it.
Yeah, I suppose you'd say the wrong direction. The employees would say the right direction. And, you know, some people would say, I have no idea whether this is the right or wrong direction. But yes, employers do have to deal with it because, you know, as I say, if there's an employee really you don't think he's a great performer, and you think, well, you know, we can discipline this person as to causing certain behavioural changes in the workplace, that's one thing. But when there is a group of employees or high-performing employees who are making certain assertions in the workplace, you've got to be careful that you don't disrupt the workplace the other way around.
Yeah, I would put it to you that high-performing employees are generally the ones that get on with their work and don't engage in all this rubbish, and the ones that are making the noise and spending their time on this kind of stuff rather than their actual jobs are probably not high-performing. But it's certainly an interesting situation we find ourselves in. Elise, I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
All the best. Thanks. Elise Magro, a negotiation expert and mediator. Let's have a look at sport.